The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Governor Rick Perry of Texas opened a can of worms during last week's GOP debate when he compared Social Security to a Ponzi scheme. That's not the first time that he's made that comparison. And at last night's Tea Party event, he clarified his thinking.
It has been called a Ponzi scheme by many people long before me. But no one's had the courage to stand up and say, here is how we're going to reform it. We're going to transform it for those in those mid-career ages. But we're going to fix it so that our young Americans that are going out into the workforce today will know without a doubt that there were some people who came along that didn't lie to them, that didn't try to go around the edges and told them the truth.
Perry wasn't the only candidate expressing doubts about the system last night. Here's Ron Paul.
I think it's terrible that the Social Security system is in the problems. It has the problems it has. But if people wouldn't have spent the money, we would be okay. Now, what I would like to do is to allow all the young people to get out of Social Security and go on their own.
Bashing Social Security is politically risky since you could alienate seniors who are often more likely to vote than those young people that Ron Paul is talking to there. But do they have a point? Is Social Security in some deep trouble? We've got a couple perspectives on that. Teresa Ghilarducci is the Bernard L. and Irene Schwartz Chair of Economic Policy Analysis at the New School for Social Research, also author of When I'm 64, The Plot Against Pensions and the Plan to Save Them. And also with us, Allison Fraser, Director of the Heritage Foundation's Rowe Center for Economic Policy. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I wanted to talk to you. Let me go to Teresa first. Let me just ask you about kind of fact-checking this idea that Social Security is a fraud, that it's a Ponzi scheme and that we're promising, I guess not a literal Ponzi scheme, that couldn't be true, but are we promising people benefits they will never receive?
No, actually, not at all. The Social Security system balances its contributions and benefits so that the contributions, the tax rates, are always, you know, scheduled to pay for the benefits promised. Right now, the when we project out 25 years, in 25 years there won't be enough benefits based on the contributions we have now, revenue to pay the benefits. So when Rick Perry says that there won't be benefits, enough money to pay benefits, he means that in 25 years, if everything stays the same, there'll only be enough money to pay for 3/4 of benefits. That's in 25 years. We don't have enough money to pay for the war, Medicare, other items in the federal budget if we don't bring in more contributions. So actually, Social Security is the most well-funded program in the federal budget.
That's Teresa Ghilarducci of the New School for Social Research. Also with us, Allison Fraser of the Heritage Foundation's Rowe Center for Economic Policy. Allison, would you agree? I mean, are we talking about a pretty stable program here or risky, dangerous, as Ron Paul or Rick Perry might suggest?
Well, I wouldn't say that it's risky or dangerous. Social Security has been around for many, many years, and it's a highly successful program. Where I disagree with Teresa is that it's one that's not sustainable. Currently, Social Security is running a deficit, and it's projected to run deficits forever. Unless there are changes made to the program. And I think this is where Rick Perry is right on. The system does have trouble. It doesn't serve younger Americans very well because by the time they retire, the benefits that they would get would be whacked by about a third to a quarter, as well as the benefits for those who are already retired. So those benefits that come, you know, at whatever date the trust fund runs out of money are going to affect every American, but that's especially hard on younger generations. So the key to me here is let's have a good discussion about what Social Security's A, finances are, and B, the benefits that they really deliver and what the goal is of the program overall.
That's Allison Fraser of the Heritage Foundation's Rowe Center for Economic Policy. Let me go back to you, Teresa Ghilarducci of the New School for Social Research. You wouldn't say that Social Security is a perfect system right now, would you?
Oh, no, I think it's a dynamic system, and as Allison said, it's been around for 76 years, and it's adjusted its benefits and its contributions in order to achieve its goals. Its goals is to provide insurance. If people retire, they need income, so that's when you get the benefits. If you die, your survivors get benefits, including children. 16% of people who do receive Social Security right now are children of dead workers or of retired workers or of disabled workers. If you're disabled on the job, and one-eighth of workers may be disabled on the job, will probably be disabled on the job, you get income when you need it. It's an insurance program, not a pure savings program. And it's work. I wrote a book about what young people get from Social Security, and we find that young people support Social Security because they know that their parents and their grandparents need it. If we didn't have Social Security now, the poverty rate among the elderly would be 50%, not 8%. It would, one out of two of the elderly would be poor without Social Security, and younger people want older people to be covered. You asked about facts, and the system needs only to raise, if we did nothing else and raised taxes right now, the tax rate on workers would only go up from 6.4% to 7.6%. Now, that is a big jump for workers, and I'm not proposing that, but it really puts the system's finance in perspective.
Right. She's Teresa Ghilarducci of the New School for Social Research, author of the book she's talking about, When I'm 64, The Plot Against Pensions and the Plan to Save Them. Last question for you, Allison Fraser, director of the Heritage Foundation's Rose Center for Economic Policy. Can Social Security be tweaked, as Teresa suggests? Can it take a few modifications to make it sustainable?
I think there are several things that can be done to make it sustainable. I wouldn't say that they're tweaks, but I think if we're going to do changes to Social Security, let's think really about what we want the program to do. There's a lot of seniors living today in poverty. We don't want that, and it should not be an income replacement system that crowds out other savings. Let's take a good look at it. How do we protect seniors and give them economic security and give our younger generations the economic opportunities that their parents and grandparents had?
Allison Fraser, director of the Heritage Foundation's Rose Center for Economic Policy. And we also spoke with Teresa Ghilarducci of the New School for Social Research. Thanks to both of you. We definitely want to get your viewpoints. Where do you stand in this debate? Do you think Social Security will be around when you retire? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post at thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.